As we said earlier, China's communist leaders also announced today that they plan to abolish labor camps. The practice of laogai, or re-education through labor, has been going on in China since the 1950s. The government has often used it to put critics away without trial. Harry Wu knows the system firsthand. He was imprisoned for 19 years in 12 different labor camps. He's now executive director of the Laogai Research Foundation in Washington. Its aim, as the name says, is to raise public awareness about China's forced labor camps. Wu told me what an average day in camp was like for him.
The early morning when the sun rises, we gather together, escorted by the police, and go to the yard and labor in the field. If we are in the coal mine, it's a 12-hour a shift, two shifts a day, 365 days a year.
Was it clear when you arrived in the first camp that you would make it out alive, or is that not even certain?
No, the first time in the camp was in China is a terrible situation, it's starvation. So I lost my weight, only have 80 pounds. Many people die and many people come in, replace them. After 2 years, finally economic of the situation changed and the food a little bit increased. And I later was working in the farm. We're growing the grapes. Later, we're working in different chemical factory, a steel factory. Yeah.
So emotional and physical challenges. How did you manage to survive?
I don't know. I was a Catholic. I asked the God to help. But just like an animal. Just looking for food, try to solve the starvation. And I was almost died a couple of times. Many people passed away. I just lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. How old were you when you went into the camps, and why were you ultimately released?
I graduated from the university. I'm 23.
And then arrested and put in the camp.
Yeah, I was 42, I was out of the camp.
Why were you released?
Because Mao Zedong died. So the campaign of the so-called anti-rightist movement corrected. So although many people passed away, I survived and I got a rehabilitation.
Your organization, Laogai Research Foundation in Washington, I mean, it's all about raising public awareness of these labor camps. What was your reaction to the news today that China is going to abolish the camps?
Ask you, don't use the word so-called abolished, okay? First of all, China is a communist regime. And a communist, they need a repression system. If you disagree or you against the Communist Party, you were sent to the labor camps. So they want to play the game.
Even if one person, though, is released as a result of this announcement, is there any part of you that feels that that's an encouraging sign, that that would be an encouraging sign?
No, because today probably have 250 to 300,000 so-called re-education through labor camps, and probably almost 300 re-education camps, so-called change your mind.
Harry Wu, thank you very much for speaking with us and for sharing your experiences.
Thank you.